This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
There's a pasuk in this week's parasha that the Mefarshim struggle to explain. Vayomer Yisrael, Rav Oid Yosef Benichai. This double expression, Rav Oid, is hard to be Mefarish. Rav and Oid. It could say Vayomer Yisrael, Rav Yosef Benichai, or Vayomer Yisrael, Oid Yosef Benichai. So Rashi is Mefarish, Masha Piresh. But in the commentary of Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin, the Baal Truma Sadeshan, and the Biurei Mahari, he offers a fantastic explanation. He says as follows: when Yosef was reported to have been killed, and they said, they announced, Taroif Taraf Yosef, there was one person in particular who was extremely happy about that situation, and that is Esav. Esav was so happy because we know that Yosef is the antagonist. Yosef is the antithesis of Esav. Like the pasuk says, V'hoya beis Yaakov eish, u'beis Yosef lahava, u'beis Esav lekash. Esav is straw compared to the flame and the fire of Yosef and Yaakov. And therefore Esav was particularly happy that now his antidote had been taken off the scene. So when Yaakov is going down to Mitzrayim to meet his long-lost son, Yosef, Yaakov makes sure to send word to none other than his brother Esav. We know that Esav had another name, Rav. Like the pasuk says, V'rav ya'avoid tza'ir. The older one will serve the younger one. Esav is called the Rav. So Vayomer Yisrael, Rav! Esav! Watch out! Watch your back! Oid Yosef benichai, Yosef's still around. Don't try to pull anything now. Don't come back. I don't want a repeat of Parshas Vayishlach. Just rest where you are. You stay back there, because don't get too close to me. The flame is back. Yosef is back. Rav! Esav! Oid Yosef Bini Chai. This is an amazing explanation of the Baal Truma Sadeshan, Vayomer Yisrael, Rav, Oid Yosef Bini Chai. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.